Church, that brings us up to tonight's objective, our sixth objective. We must rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us. We must rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us. The subtitle for tonight's message is, We Need Guidance. We need guidance. Turn your Bibles to John chapter 16. John chapter 16. Church, the Holy Spirit is here to guide us. He is here to guide us. Now, that word guide means to lead or direct in a way, course, or path. To guide means to lead or direct in a way, course, or path. To guide means to accompany a person and help them reach an unfamiliar destination. It means to accompany a person and help them reach an unfamiliar destination. Church, the Holy Spirit is here to lead us in the way that we should go. Amen. He is here to lead us in the way that we should go. He is here with us, accompanying us through life, helping us to reach unfamiliar destinations. He is here to help us reach the proper destination for our life. In other words, the Holy Spirit is ready and able to direct our path so that we can reach God's aim for our life. He is ready and able to direct our path so that we can reach God's aim for our life, so that we can fulfill God's plans and purposes for our life. Now, church, that's good news. Why? Because we need direction. We need guidance. But oftentimes we don't think we need direction. And we don't think we need guidance. Well, Pastor, I don't agree with that because I know that the Lord, He just guides my every step. He just guides my path. No, we lead ourselves. Most of the time, most of us lead ourselves. We develop plans that we think are best. We develop plans that we know are going to work. We act in the way that we think is best. We make our own decisions. See, we are traveling life's road on a daily basis, directing our own course, desirous to make it through life through our own efforts. And church, we do that all because of pride. We have pride. We have an elevated sense of self. We have an elevated sense of our ability to handle life's issues. That's why when life's issues happen to us, things happen to us, we immediately turn inward. And not inward to pray. When things happen in our life, we turn inward. We start to think, what am I going to do? How am I going to deal with this situation? It's our pride. So we are leading ourselves through life. And we do it because we know a lot. Church, we do know a lot. And if you've been a Christian for a while, yes, there is a lot that you know. And because we know a lot, we think we know enough. And so what do? We limit the Holy Spirit to a responsive role in our life. That's what we do. See, because I know a lot. So I call on the Holy Spirit when I need help, when I think I need help. We limit him to a responsive role in our life. We want him to respond to our requests for assistance. So we treat the Holy Spirit like AAA. In other words, I'm heading out. I'm on my way. Got in the car. I know how to drive. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm heading. I know how to deal with the traffic. I know how to take detours if it's busy. I know what I'm doing. But if I have a breakdown along the way, something unexpected, something that I did not expect happens, then Holy Spirit, can you come fix the situation so I can get back on the road? That's how we live our life. And the longer we are Christians, the easier it is to live this way. But church, we need guidance. We will not reach the aim of our life without the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So to understand this, let's look at our scripture for tonight, John chapter 16. John chapter 16. We're going to read verses 12 and 13. But let me give us the context for what happens up to these verses. This scripture in John 16 is a continuation of what we learned in John 14. And we know, of course, that Jesus was heading to the cross and that he was preparing his disciples, giving them final instructions and comforting them. And he lets them know that after he gives his life on the cross and raises from the dead, that he's going back to the Father. But he promises them, assures them, I'm preparing a place for you. And where I am going, you're going to come also. But he lets them know that while you are in this earth, I'm not going to leave you helpless or hopeless. I'm not going to leave you without support. But I'm going to give you one who is equal to myself. He is the Comforter. He is the Holy Spirit. And he's going to teach you. And he's going to remind you. And Jesus continues on in his encouragement to his disciples. He says to them, abide in me and I in you. In other words, stay rooted in me. And when you do, I will be with you. And when that happens, you're going to be fruitful in your life. You're going to produce good fruit in your life. But I want you to know that you will be mistreated. You are going to be persecuted. They're going to do to you what they have done to me. And I'm telling you all of these things, disciples, so that you won't stumble and fall away from your faith. Just know what's going to happen to you. Your fellow Jews, they're going to put you out of the synagogue. They're going to kill you. And they're going to think that by killing you, they are doing a service to God. I want you to know these things that are happening. That are going to happen. Jesus was preparing them. But then he continues. Let's read verse 12. He says, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Church, let's consider for a moment what is happening here. Jesus has prepared his disciples. They couldn't be better prepared than how Jesus prepared them. They walked with Jesus for 3 years. They saw his works, saw his miracles. They learned that he was indeed the Son of God. Jesus taught his disciples year after year. Then he called them. He said, I want you to continue to do the work that I am doing in the earth. Then he assures them, but you have eternal life. And he promises them assistance, that while you are here, you're going to have help. Why? Because he warns them that there is tribulation to come. But again, he assures them, you're going to overcome. You have everything that you need. I've taught you the truth. You know the truth. You know that I'm with you. You know that I'm going to give you power. You know that I'm going to give you help. And you know that after this life is over, you have eternal life. Amen. After all of that, after Jesus does all of that, he still makes it clear. You still can't rely on yourself. Why? Because disciples, as much as you know now, you still don't know everything. That's what he's telling them. I've given you all of this. I've given you the truth. I have prepared you. But as much as you know right now, you don't know everything. He's saying, I have much more to say to you. There's much more that you need to know if you're going to make it in this life. There's much more that you need to know if you are going to fulfill my will for your life. If you're going to be the apostles that I have called you to be. If you are going to spread the gospel the way I want you to spread the gospel, there is much more you need to know, because there is suffering that you don't understand. There is tribulation that you don't understand. There is more you need to know, but you can't handle it right now. You can't handle it right now. It would be too much for you to process. If I told you everything that you needed to know, to do everything that I have called you to do, it would crush you under the weight. So I have prepared you for the start, but the Holy Spirit is going to carry you to the finish. Amen. That's what this scripture is teaching us. That Jesus is saying to the disciples, I prepared you for the start, but the Holy Spirit, he's going to carry you to the finish. He's going to walk with you. He's going to guide you into all truth. He's going to lead you through the course of your life, cause you to know what you need to know when you need to know it. He's going to guide you so that you can fulfill my plans and purposes for your life. Church, we have walked with Jesus. He's taught us a lot of things. We have experiences with him. We know that he's a good God. We know that he is faithful. We know that he is a provider. We know some things about Jesus Christ. And we have been taught a lot of different things. God has given us much wisdom through the study of his word, through understanding what he is speaking to us. Yes, he has given us a lot of wisdom. God has given us a work to do. We know that God has called us. God has spoken to each one of us individually, and he is speaking to us collectively about the work that he has called us to do. We have been prepared. We have been prepared for adversity. We know that adversity is coming. We know how to deal with adversity. And above all of that, we have the assurance of eternal life. But as much as we know, we don't know everything. Jesus has much more to tell us, but we can't handle it right now. Jesus has much more to tell each of us, but we can't take it all in at one time, because there are some things in the course of our life that we will face that we need help with. See, we think that we want to know it all. That's what we think, because we live in this information age of just endless information. You can just get information at a touch of a button. So we think that we want to know it all. But if Jesus told you at the beginning of your Christian walk everything that you needed to know to be prepared for all that you have to face, you'd be unable to process it. Be too much to bear. Would crush us. If he told us everything that we needed to know at the beginning of our Christian walk, I'm going to sit you down, I'm going to tell you everything, all at one time, we would never be able to process it. So he has graciously given us the Holy Ghost. He's given us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. See, the Holy Spirit is not just here to respond to our emergency calls. He's here to guide us, to show us what we must know at the time that we need to know it, so that we are able to face every situation along life's paths, that as we come upon them, we have the answer to what we need. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That God would care for us in such a way. Church, we may know a lot, but we don't know everything. There are things